But what are you saying, Pastor? Let's talk about the family. You know, I'm thinking about Curtis and Drew. I got to baptize Drew. What an amazing experience to be a part of that in their lives. And then meeting Curtis and him being a part of a circle. If you're not a part of a circle, can I encourage you? Join a circle in the next season. It's the most powerful thing you can do is be around people that are of like faith, that can encourage you. Because there's people in this room that feel like, man, I come from a dysfunctional family. I come from a broken family. I come from a painful family. But the moment that you realize that you're a part of this family, man, you can find health. You can find joy. You can find peace. How many believe that today? That you can find all that you need. You're part of the right family. You know, when the shepherds were that fabric, it says that the angel said to the shepherds, said, you'll know the sign. You'll exactly know the sign, and this is what it'll be. You'll find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And some of us, we read over that and like, that's pretty cool. They wrapped him up. But if we look at the shepherds and we realize that these are Bethlehem shepherds, that they were taking care of sheep in the fields. And when a sheep was born, they would take that sheep and they would wrap that sheep up and they would hold it and care for it and place it even in a manger at times to protect it, because they knew this. They knew that sheep's destiny, that sheep's purpose would be brought to the temple. And this was the people that God reveals himself to. The very nature of the shepherds was preparing the sheep for Bethlehem's temple. And they laid eyes on the Lamb of God that would take away the sins of the whole world. They understood who that baby was. You see, the shepherds knew that he was the Savior. So if a family is a group of people related to one another by blood or by marriage, I think we've got to realize that a family is identified by what's in your genes. Like if we were to look at your genes, we could make some discoveries about your past that actually have shaped you in today in different ways. Now, I want to encourage you that your genes are only a picture of the past. They're not a predictor of the future. Like, you might be a member of Ancestry.com. If you have any Ancestry.com people that are just into that, come on, wave at me. I didn't do that. Oh, yeah. Okay, so you're going to get some like, yeah. My wife's like, yeah. Some of my family members like, off the charts, yes. You know, Ancestry.com it leans into the DNA of a family, the deoxyribonucleic acid that is in each one of your cells. Now understand this, that God created you with all these cells that make up who you are. He understood what he built, what he made, and the ancestry DNA people, you know, there's over 18 million members. Think of this, massive. People want to know their history. 20 billion historical records, 11 billion ancestral profiles, 300 million photographs, documents that are online that people can search, and over 100 million family trees have been created. See, our genes, what they do is they carry the information that's been passed down from generation to generation. And the way that God created us, he gives us, and inside of that cell, that's a DNA, inside of that genetic code, there are chromosomes. All of us have 23 pairs of chromosomes. 22 of those pairs are exactly the same, whether you're male or female. But there's one pair that's different. And that one pair, they can pull out and they can say that pair, if you're a female, has 2X chromosomes. And if you're a male, it has one. It has 1X and 1Y. So when you look at the DNA of an individual, the DNA of an individual actually identifies what we are, but even more so, it can identify whose we are. So if you take a paternity test and they use the DNA of an individual, you'll understand that the accuracy is almost 100% accurate, that they can tell if a father or mother is that person of that child because of the DNA, because of what they're looking at. What are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying this, that when the angel appeared to Mary in the book of Matthew, and she said, how can this be? I'm a virgin. And the angel says, the Holy Spirit will overshadow you, and you will conceive, and you'll give birth to a son, and you will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. So when we give our lives to Christ, our DNA, our very bloodline is distinctly different. Why? Because of the family that comes into our lives, because of Jesus and what he's done in our lives. God with us. See, it's who's with us that matters more than anything else. It's our family. So the first thing you got to realize when Christmas together with a family. See, a family will reveal whose family we're a part of. I don't know about you, but my family, I mean, I grew up and I realized that there are people that we called them family. Do you have family members? Or like, they're not really family members, like related or anything like that. Like, is that person a family member? Because we call them uncle all the time. I had this uncle in my life and his name was Uncle Sonny. And Uncle Sonny was the funniest person on the planet. And he had a son named Tate. And Tate was like a brother to me. And we just had a blast as middle school and high school kids together, growing up, and Uncle Sonny was around. And we never ever questioned if Uncle Sonny was a part of the family. He was family to us. I always thought that he was related. I mean, that's how serious it was. But then I discovered that he was just the best man in my dad's wedding, that was a part of his life and was a part of our lives. When you look at that, you've got to realize, so the shepherds are a part of the family in that day, because from that time on, for all eternity, people are going to talk about the shepherd story that showed up the first day that family got together, because they saw Mary, Joseph, and the baby, and they were there. Why are we saying that? Because we're reading about it. And if we're reading about it, we realize that family is what Jesus came for. He came to not just adopt us into his family, but to make us a part of his family in every way. So maybe your family is one that has all these add-on different things. Maybe your family is not together during the holidays. That like they're not together. And the reason why they're not together is because of issues and stuff. I remember when we first got married, we would do like I can't believe how many Christmases we would do, because family was just so divided and so offended and so whatever, you know. We didn't, well, like, okay. And I'll say this, I miss going to all those Christmases, because it's different now. The older you get, the more different it becomes. So we would go to Orlando and we'd spend it with my mom. Then we'd go spend it with my brother. Then we'd go spend it with my dad. Then we'd go spend it with this family member. And then we would go down to West Palm where my beautiful wife's family was, and all of her family would get together. And there was like all kinds of people. And even people that like that guy's part of the family, like that's Uncle Phil. Uncle Phil was this guy that dropped in off the street one day, I think. He just kind of showed up at a dinner and they called him Uncle Phil. And I'm like, are you for real? Because he's like drank a little bit too much. He's just a little too happy. You know what I'm saying? He's got too much joy, right? But he ate a lot. But that was Uncle Phil. I was like, bring more the merrier. How many are like that? More the merrier when it comes to Christmas. You just want, you know, you'll invite your neighbors over and everybody. Why? Because that's what being a family is all about. What are you saying, Pastor? As interesting as your family may be, the one thing you can never change is who your family is. But the one thing you can understand is that when you're part of the family of God, you've got an eternal family. You've got a heavenly family. You've got people around you that can encourage you. So when I talk about Christmas together with family, I'm saying that let's understand who our family is. Mary knew this. Mary knew that the baby was the savior that would change the course of humanity because of him coming into this world. And she keeps all these things in her heart and thinks about them often. The shepherds knew that the angels had appeared to them and said, this will be the sign. And when they saw the sign, what did they do? They went back and told everybody. Everybody they knew, they didn't say, hey, we saw this baby in a manger. It was wrapped in cloth. No, they repeated everything that was told them about the child, that he would be the savior of all mankind, that he would be the Messiah, that he would be the Lord, and all of heaven, and makes this big announcement. So see, what we know is this, that the shepherds knew that he was the Messiah. But understand this, what we have to know as individuals is important. We need to know that we're a part of the family of God. We need to know that our family is not just the family that we're born into. It's the family that we're born again into. Amen. Come on, how many believe that that's an even better thing? So God's plan and his purpose looks a whole lot like family. Because when Jesus came into this world, he came into this world to bring hope. And when we understand that that's what family is, then we understand who is our family. But secondly, we got to understand not just who our family is, But where's our family going? Where are we headed in this thing? What's God's great plan in the midst of all this? When we sing about the nativity story and we talk about Christmas in every way that it is, what's God's plan for humanity? If you read clearly in Scripture, his plan is that every single person on this planet would have an opportunity to have an adequate understanding that Jesus, the Son of the living God, stepped out of heaven and into mankind so that he could bring hope and forgiveness so that we could make heaven our home. How many want to go to heaven? Come on now, do you really want to go there? Understand this. One person in the family can change the course of an entire family. When Jenny and I talk about our families, it's interesting to talk about our parents. Because her parents, and when she was a young girl, her parents went to a Methodist church in Crossville, Tennessee. And when they started going there, the pastor of that church got kicked out of that church because he was an Assemblies of God pastor. And he started teaching people about the baptism of the Holy Spirit. People started getting filled with the Holy Spirit. Her parents got filled, discipled in every way. And because of the relationship and the decision that they made, she is saved and loving Jesus today. One person has the ability to change the entire course of a family. You may be that person. You may feel like you're all alone in this thing called faith. Understand this, that your family is not just what you see now. It's for generation after generation after generation after generation. Jesus didn't just come for one generation. He came for every generation that would follow. So understand this, that your generation now, what you see, there's something greater on the other side. And the way I look at it is this. If you look at my DNA, my DNA is interesting. I'm not the person that's going to look up my ancestry, but there are people that have before. And there's a lady that was in our church that would come up to me and say, you know, I was looking up my ancestry DNA, and I realized that Pastor is in my ancestry. I keep seeing his name over and over in my ancestry. And I'm like, really? That's weird. Are you my cousin or something like that? Because we don't have anything in common over that. And she goes, oh yeah, because her last name, that the family that she grew up with, was Braddock. And I was like, oh yeah, I know a bunch of Braddocks. You know, my grandmother was a Braddock. My great grandmother was a Braddock, and all of her family were Braddocks. And oh yeah, my grandmother would come up to Callahan when they were kids. And my great grandmother's sister-in-law worked in the one school that was in the city of Callahan. She worked in the cafeteria, and they remember eating dinners and stuff there at that. And my great grandmother worked at Marita Bread here in Jacksonville. I'm like, yeah, they were in this area. But the lady that said, hey, you're in my ancestry, she was like, you know, in the room that this church was birthed out of, there's a room in a house on Duns Creek Road where this church, a group of people gathered together, about a dozen people, and said, we want to start a church that'll reach people all over the world. An Ocean Way Assembly of God was birthed out of this small group of people, but in the room was some young people, just like Curtis said. And in the room was a Braddock. And somebody in that room prayed. And somebody in that room believed. And when I was a youth pastor in the 90s here for 10 years, I never ever in my entire life thought about that. There is a church in Callahan called Live Oak Baptist Church off of US 1. You go down a dirt road and there's a little white church building. And my great grandmother's brother, or my grandmother's brother, built that church. And they built it, and then there's a graveyard out front, and there's a bunch of Braddocks in it. Now, there's two types of Braddocks that are, they tell me. There's the Braddocks that had money and the Braddocks that didn't have money. And I think I came from the Braddocks on the other side. But we went out there recently and looked, and I realized, you know, God has a plan. And I believe that the Spirit speaks to me when I realize that his plan isn't just for today, it's for generations from today. Because my great-grandmother was in a school that was a part of something that was in a church that now is Ocean Way Church. This church is reaching people all over the world. And wouldn't you know, God in his you know, just I want to say his comedic way is like revealing to your pastor that when you follow him, that his plan for the family is way beyond where you are right now. That if you're that one person that changes the trajectory of your family, God's plan is going to be revealed through your family and through your life in every way. How many believe that God's got a great plan for your family? Come on now. So worship team, you can come and help me. And See, when I can see whose I am, when I can see that I belong to Jesus, when I can see that I've given my life to Jesus, that's the moment that I understand where I'm going. So when I look at the nativity story, when I look at Jesus in the manger, when I look at that, I've got to realize that that's the moment that God chooses to reveal his plan for all humanity. And it's to invite us and adopt us into his family so that we can be a part of that family in heaven one day. So if you think of it this way, you've got to realize that a family, if a family is a group of people that are related to one another by blood or marriage, that my relationship with heaven is through the blood. That my Jesus, when he shed his blood, he made possible for my life to be a part of the family. There were moments in my life where I was far away from Christ. There were moments in my life as a teenager where I was running as fast as I could away from Christ. But know this, you can never outrun the will of God. You can never outrun your mama's prayers. You can never outrun a generation's prayers. God always answers, God always delivers. And when we pray those kind of prayers, guess what? He is going to answer and deliver and use your kids, your grandkids, and your grandkids' grandkids. Man, how many want God to just do something powerful through your family? See, the moment we believe is the moment that adoption takes place. It's the moment that the new covenant becomes real because his blood was shed to forgive us of our sins. It's hard to look into a manger. But when the shepherds looked, what did they see? They saw the sacrifice. They saw the life that would grow up one day and pay a price for us so that we could gather in this building and worship our King and allow culture and everyone know around us that we are a part of the most powerful thing on planet Earth, and that is the family of God. No man, no organization, nobody can separate you, as Paul says, from the love of Christ. That he is not just, you know, your Lord and Savior. We are his family. And one day we'll see heaven. But now, let's think of this generation. Let's think of the impact that they're going to have on this world. Let's think of the things that they face that some of us in this room can't imagine that they're facing. This world is trying to stop what Jesus started 2,000 years ago because it knows that time is short. And it knows that hope was born on Christmas Day. And it knows that when a family is together, God can do way more through it. So let's pray today. Father, we honor you first and foremost. We thank you for your presence in this room, God. God, I thank you for this beautiful group of children, Lord, that sang on the stage, Jesus. Lord, we believe in the generation that's coming. We don't believe that they're the church of tomorrow, Jesus. We believe that they are the church of today. We believe that they are sons and daughters of heaven. Because, Lord, we know that in children's church services or in living rooms by moms, dads, or kids leaders, God, that these children, Lord, have made a decision to follow you. And God, we know that the generation to come is hungry for your presence, Lord. Or there's a generation right now, God, that just wants something real, God, because so much has happened in this world. Father, thank you for the church. We're not perfect, but Jesus, we still love you. We still believe that your plan is the plan. Today, you might be here while pastor's praying. You might say, I want to be a part of the family of God. I feel like I'm far away. I feel like, you know, it's been real hard. God wants you to know that it's never too far and never too hard to come to the family. That all you have to do is say, Jesus, will you be the Lord of my life? Will you come and enter my life? I want to be your child today. I want to be a part of that family. If you're here today and you'd say, Pastor, would you pray for me? I want to make a decision to follow Christ. I want to make a decision in this moment to give my life to Him. And it's real simple. We make it simple here. I'm just going to count to three. You just lift your hand up, wave at me, and put it down. And right where you're sitting, we pray. The Bible says all of heaven is going to rejoice because of one person that says yes to Jesus. And I'm telling you, at least a dozen people in the first experience did. So when you say yes and you lift your hand, guess what? All of heaven comes to their feet and rises and shouts because of your decision and is excited for you. It's that moment real life change takes place. So look in your heart. If you feel like, man, you just feel like it might be too hard for you to come back, I want to encourage you. It's never too hard and you're never too far. Jesus is here today. If that's you, when I say three, you ready? Look in your heart. Make a decision today to follow Jesus. One, two, three. Just wave it, Pastor. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Holy God's good, He's good, He's good, He's good. Thank you, thank you. Come on, while you're sitting there with your eyes closed, would you pray this simple prayer? Well, I'll pray it with you. Sounds like this. Jesus, I need a Savior. I need you. On Christmas morning, you were born. You were born for all humanity. You were born for me. You died for my sins. So today, Jesus, forgive me of all my sins. This is my moment of change. From this moment on, I say yes to following you. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Thanks so much for listening to our Ocean Way Church podcast today. Listen, we would love to connect with you in person. Find out more information at oceanwaychurch.com. And we very much appreciate your continued support to our ministry. There's five easy ways to give. You can find those right there on our website as well. Listen, remember, at Ocean Way Church, this is home.